This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Away.
We love Away. We love suitcases. We love traveling.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about the Away suitcase?
What?
It's that you can charge your phone in the suitcase. So you can never have an excuse not to text back.
You know what I love about Away?
Tell me, Greta.
That they have four 360-degree spinner wheels. So it guarantees you for a smooth ride. Also, it's TSA-approved combination lock built into the top of the bag to prevent feisty little thieves from stealing your stuff.
Yeah, those things are really great. I hate when you're in the airport and you have a suitcase and it doesn't roll with you.
Mm-hmm.
You need a suitcase that can follow your swag.
That's honestly very true. Also, there's a lifetime warranty. So if anything breaks, they'll fix it or replace it for life.
What color does everyone have? I have forest green.
I have black.
I have black and red because you know I'm spicy.
I really wanted the baby pink.
The pink was like very trendy.
I like the ivory.
It's the best. Okay. Also, you get a 100-day trial. So if you don't vibe with your suitcase, which I find you will vibe with the suitcase. If there's a suitcase you're going to vibe with, it's in a way. So don't, I mean, whatever. But if in 100 days you don't like it, you can send it back.
Cool.
So for $20 off of a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, all lowercase, and use promo code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, during checkout. That's $20 off a suitcase at awaytravel.com/lovin, promo code LOVIN at checkout.
All lowercase, don't forget.
Get your bag and stay swaggy.
And then let us know how you like it, because we care.
Greta requested this entrance song.
Honestly,
I don't know if you can tell, but
party in France. That's the best line in the whole song.
What is it?
Party in France. She goes, yeah. You want a hot body? You want a Maserati? You want a Bugatti, maybe? You better work, bitch. You want to live fancy? Live in a big mansion. Party in France. So get to work, bitch. Ring me alone, ring me alone.
Well, hey, everyone.
Okay. Hello. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. You guys, cheers to me.
Lo, where's your drink?
I had too many last night.
All right, that's
I
fine.
Got a there's a Bloody Mary back there with my name on it, but I just couldn't do it. That's how bad it is today. Like, I'm okay. I'm really happy to be here with you guys, but putting on my fucking pants was a struggle.
That's also because they're leather, though.
Yeah, but no, they're like easy slip-on leather.
Oh,
you skin know, to skin.
Yeah. By the way, can I say that Britney Spears' Instagram is my favorite fucking Instagram account?
Yes.
Anyone else?
She did just sell a painting of hers for $10,000, which I think is lowballing.
I want a Britney.
Did she sign it?
She painted it. She
basically sold an autograph then.
No.
Yeah.
No, she sold a gorgeous
autograph.
Painting of flowers.
She's not an artist.
She is an artist.
Not like a painting artist.
I saw her on mushrooms in Vegas about 2 years ago and was sobbing, by the way, when she sang, notice me, take my
hand. Is that the one that she drowned in the bathtub?
Yes.
Legit.
And in the concert, she's wearing this like white gown that's like so, it's the longest thing you've ever seen. The train is literally like a 5-story building. And she's flinging her up to the ceiling and petals start to fall. I was grabbing the petals. I was like, these will be at my wedding day.
So
oh, Greta.
Well, maybe we should introduce ourselves and the show.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Is anybody here that has never listened? Hi, welcome.
Hey. Oh, another one back.
Okay.
Two of you.
Okay, so yeah, we should introduce
There's
ourselves.
One, two.
Three.
Do you want to go first, Lo?
Sure, okay. Hi, I'm Lo, and welcome to the Lady Lovin' Podcast Live at Caroline's on Broadway.
Woo! Do you want to tell us one fact about yourself that no one knows?
Yes. I am allergic to mangoes.
That is my fact.
That's boring.
Yeah, that is.
My favorite color is orange.
That's also boring.
I don't know, Joe.
Give us some juice.
Well, we'll give them the juice after you guys introduce yourselves.
Okay, that's true.
Because it's gonna be juicy. I'm gonna introduce
Greta. Should I introduce you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like that, actually.
Okay.
You go first.
This is Jilly Hendricks. Fun fact about Jilly. She and I met years ago at a dimly lit bar.
I thought it was at a clothing store.
At a dimly lit clothing store. And
your sister's clothing store.
Did we meet there for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
And Meredith's clothing store. Shout out to Meredith. Hey, boo. Meredith Blank, everybody.
Oh,
hey,
oh.
Blank over there. Yeah, she and my sister owned a fabulous clothing store in the Lower East Side of New York.
My sister went to college with Greta's sister, and when I moved to New York, my sister said, oh, hey, Emily's sister's really weird, and you're really weird, so you guys should be friends. True. And that's what happened. That was it.
Okay, now my turn.
Oh, that's my fact.
Introduce her.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Greta Tidelman.
Woo! Thank you, bitch.
We have an actual live studio audience today.
Oh, yes.
We're not, our own studio audience. Ah, I love it. This is so good. Sorry,
what's my fact?
Your fact.
Well, I think everyone knows a lot about you. Except for three people that have never listened before.
Yeah, I'm an oversharer.
She is.
A little bit about me. I love to overshare.
She loves to twerk.
I love to twerk.
Yeah.
I would like to twerk, learn how to twerk harder.
You need to take a dance class.
No, but I'm scared I'm going to, like, blow my back out. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just pop my ass too hard, and I'm like, I'm going to blow this thing out.
I did that on my 29th birthday. I twerked so hard, I literally fucked up my back for weeks.
What song?
I don't remember, but I just remember. You remember that birthday party?
No.
I was there.
The place in the alley?
At Freeman's.
At a restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah. Twerked and broke your back?
Yes.
Yes.
She broke her ass eating a donut tower at Freeman's.
At a restaurant that's like $50 a person.
It was a great birthday.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
It was so fun.
I think I danced too aggressively out the gate with guys at nightclubs. I'm full, like, bending over like this, and guys are like, whoa. I just was walking past you. Yeah. And I'm like, are you sure?
I don't like to dance with a guy until after I've slept with them.
What?
I feel like it's too intimate.
So you wait a really long time to dance?
I'm not going to dance now. Yeah, I was at a wedding last night, and this guy was like, oh, let's dance. And I was like, it's too soon. It's too much, you know?
How was the wedding, Jilly?
It was fun, except everyone. They had a sound meditation prior to the beginning of the wedding.
What is that?
So our friend married this lovely couple, and he does meditations, like large meditations for people, for like thousands of people. So he led the ceremony, and he had like a sound machine and wanted to warm up the area with love. So he pressed a sound, and everyone would say, ooh. And then it was,
I would be dying laughing.
I know.
I started that laughing. It was kind of cool, actually.
It was because everyone was like uncomfortable. So
no.
I was like, okay, like we're in this together.
No.
But like my thing is like, I already like bought a flight to go to your wedding. So like that means I love you. Like I don't need to like make some noises to like prove my love. You know what I mean?
Honestly,
I'm down.
Are you down?
It probably felt like this beautiful like force of energy between all the people that were there. I think that sounds really dope. I know that you don't like to be touched and do weird things that make you uncomfortable, but I'm down for the sound meditation. Like,
my thing is I would just laugh.
Yeah, I laughed and this guy next to me punched me in the side and said,
you shouldn't laugh. I got there. Sound meditations at people's weddings.
I know.
Like,
I got there late
up.
And so I had to sit in the second row.
Oh my gosh.
It was a rough 30 minutes, everyone.
You know what I tried the other day? That weird Kundalini yoga.
What is that?
Kundalini yoga. Do you know what I'm talking about? Kundalini.
I don't know the different types of yoga.
Does anybody here know what Kundalini yoga is?
She does.
Yes. Okay. So you know you're in Kundalini yoga, and they're like very serious, and they make you just be like back and forth. You are literally doing it for 5 minutes. Your arms are burning, and everyone's taking it so seriously.
What?
And it was like this wedding.
Yes, it was very hard for me to get through because like I wanted to take it so seriously, but some fucked up part of me is like, this is so crazy. Like I can't. How am I?
Do they have music?
Then you sing like sunshine of you, sweet love.
That's the song?
Yeah, at the end they're like, you have given me light, and you're just like, what the fuck?
I couldn't last for that class, I don't think.
I laughed the whole time and I was biting my cheeks.
I prefer Soul Cycle.
I know you do.
I do. It's just dark, it's loud, you're on your bike.
And that's it.
Except a lot of people in class always are like, high five, you know? So I have to look down. So I don't touch anyone, no eye contact.
Sometimes I get gassy on the bike.
You're eating the wrong thing.
Or I'm just grinding the bike seat to push the gas out.
No,
that's not
a thing. That's not a thing. It's not like go to SoulCycle and get your gas out. Like, no.
Wait, before we start the show, I mean, this is the show, but before we start, like, the interactive element of our show.
The live audience.
The live portion of the show. Lo.
Yeah.
Fill us in on what's going on in your life, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because you left us all dangling at the end of the last episode.
Wait, why were we dangling? I need the, like, recap before
the date
the,
with before the guy, episode starts.
I went out with a man on Halloween that came in a costume for the first time.
Cowboy light.
Cowboy light. So if any of you have not listened to last week's episode, I went out with a man on Halloween for our first date. And we were watching the World Series because my Dodgers were in the World Series. We didn't win, unfortunately. But it was Halloween night, and I picked him up in a cab going up 8th Ave, and I picked up a cowboy. And I was not dressed up. And he was really nice, and I was totally surprised that someone would be bold enough to wear a costume on a first date on Halloween. I was like, damn, this is like, takes some balls, right?
Wait, did you go on a second date?
We went on, yes.
That's what we want to know.
Oh, sorry, guys.
We already heard the first part.
She was filling in the newcomers.
Three people, I'm sorry. It's like if you haven't seen the last episode.
This is like previews from last week and before getting into this week.
Okay, so did you go on a second date?
We went on a second date. Mm-hmm. We went to another bar.
Why, was there another sports thing?
We went to a sports bar again.
You set the wrong stage.
It wasn't like, it was actually my fault.
Agreed.
Because he was,
no!
It was my fault because he was just waiting for me downstairs, like, of my building. And he just was, like, drinking a beer at, like, a bar, like, downstairs. And then I went and met him there. And it was Saturday, like, 3 o'clock. We were just supposed to have, like, a romantic lunch in the West Village. And then I just decided to start drinking some beers with him at this bar where he was just waiting for me. And then we got super fucked up. And
my girl. How many beers do you have to drink to get super fucked up?
Like 3.
Oh, cool.
Not that many.
Okay.
And you get so full when you drink those beers, you know? And so I invited him back upstairs to my apartment. And he has a really nice body, and I got to see it. But he would not have sex with me.
He wouldn't penetrate.
Yeah.
Did you do other things and he was just like, I don't want to go all the way?
He was like, I would like to wait.
Well, that's because he likes you.
Well,
you know, important. Thank you.
Good question.
Has there been a third date?
I made him dinner, and, like, I just, like, wasn't vibing on it. And so then I sent him home.
You're so fucking nice to cook someone dinner. If I'm cooking you dinner, you're paying my rent.
Agreed.
Like, if I'm cooking you dinner, you're taking me on a trip, and I'm like, here's some bucatini. I don't know what to tell you. So, I don't even know how to make that.
Yeah, so this one, you know, it started off strong with the cowboy outfit, but it has fallen a little flat, but it's okay because my fallback dudes are just, you know, hitting me up.
At 5 a.m. still?
That one,
yeah.
I'm going to see tomorrow.
Wow.
These so you people plan to annoy you.
Yeah, he called me last night.
It's a phone call. It was the phone call that did it.
Was it dark out when he called?
It was dark.
Okay.
But it's getting dark at like 4 o'clock.
Okay, was it like pitch black?
This is a guy that hits me up for sex at like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 9 a.m.
He has my favorite line. My favorite line is he'll text Lowe being like, come over and sit on my face at 6 in the morning. And then that's not my favorite line. My favorite line is Lowe is like, nah, I'm good. And he goes, all right, see you later. And I'm like,
see you later.
The confidence is unbelievable to just be like, okay, yeah. I'll see you later. I'm like, maybe you fucking will. And he is. Seeing her later. Are you going on a proper date? Or is this purely sexual?
This is just kind of like...
You're eating because you're hungry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, like
not a date. Not a date.
No. That was a horny thing to say.
No, I meant like, you're like really, really eating.
Like physically. Oh, actually, it's to me.
I meant like you're going to have dinner because you're hungry, not because you want to go on a date. Yeah.
I thought you meant like, oh, you're eating because you're hungry. You know, I thought it was like, oh, like you're horny and you're just going to fuck.
No, I meant like, are you going to get salmon or something? Because you want a piece of fish and then you'll have
salmon,
sex. I don't know.
AKA pussy.
Or wild salmon, you know? Organic.
Organic.
Fresh salmon. I don't know.
Wine caught.
I don't think there's going to be any salmon eating involved. I think it's just going to be sexual. Fucking.
Yes! So there will be...
Get it, girl.
Yeah. And we'll like walk his dog.
Greta's going to need you to call her the whole time. Put it on speaker.
God, guys, I love being horny.
She does.
I really she do. Does. I love being horny. I'm just a little freak.
Sometimes she
I'm like
walks
a little ferret.
Sometimes she walks into a room and she's just like, my pussy's wet.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm like, okay. Sometimes I'm like, who has a towel for me to sit on?
I'm like, we're at a funeral.
Yeah. I'm like, but the priest is hot.
Funny, guys.
Well, so funny. Should we bring up a first question?
Do you
want to
know what's going on in my life?
Okay, fine. I do. I kind of know.
Why do you keep forgetting about us? Like, what,
first off,
Jill?
You told your story.
I know, but you forgot to introduce Greta. You don't want to hear about Greta's updates. Like,
you know, I do want to hear about your updates, but people already know who you are.
Okay.
So let's hear your updates.
Okay. I'll tell you guys. So, as y'all know, I've broken up with my boyfriend just, you know, like almost coming upon close to two months, like coming up on 2 months, you know, it's time. And then I was out in the streets and I was fucking, you know, I was out there and I was having sex because that's what you have to do. You need to get dick and then you need to reflect. And then you need to reflect on the kind of dick you want to stay getting. And the kind you want to get rid of, you know? It's like, you need to put yourself back out there to figure out what you want. So since I've been, like, fielding my options, seeing dicks, my girl's back there, I have found, I'm, like, kind of dating someone.
You know what? Greta is a relationship girl.
She's in love already, guys. She's in love already.
No, I'm not. Yes, I'm a cold-hearted bitch.
No, you're a relationship girl that's in love.
Here's the thing. I'm not a relationship girl.
Just admit it.
I will say, you know, this tender little heart just is melting like a scoop of ice cream on a hot summer's day, you know? It's nice, though. It's nice. It's slow. It's a slow burn, which I appreciate. I'm not looking to, like, fucking have the picket fence. Oh, my God. Jen Kim. I'm sorry. I just made eye contact with Jen Kim, one of my favorite old bosses, person on the planet.
Hey, Jen Kim.
Hey, girl.
Anyway, I'm not looking to, like, plop back into fucking serious shit. You know what I mean? I like flirting a lot. I love flirting. I love romance. Wine and dine me, 69 me. You know, that's what my mom always said.
Greta really likes to get down with like the neighborhood folks.
She does.
You guys know I love to fuck the neighborhood, and I've done.
Oh, no, you're not doing that now.
No,
though.
I can't because I've already done it. Oh my God! Wait, before we start the show, I have to tell our real listeners. I mean, who's been listening since day one? Woo! Okay, this is a story for you fuckers right now. I should not have worn olive green because you can see my sweat. Okay. Remember our very first episode all about cheating? Okay, remember that fucking dude that I was fucking with and then I found out that not only did he have a girlfriend, but the girlfriend was pregnant. Okay?
She met the baby.
You blew the story!
I was excited.
Julie!
You made eye contact with the baby.
Julie! No, okay. Here's what happened. I'm in the middle of nowhere, California last weekend for a wedding. Like, no, not in L.A., not in a city. I'm literally in a fucking...
Ojai is what it's called.
Chili, I'm trying to be, like, more low-key about this person.
Not details.
I'm a professional woman, and I don't want to go to court for slander.
Santa Barbara. It was in Santa Barbara.
It was in Cabo. Anyway, and I'm at a farm, and I'm telling my friend, I'm like, watch my fucking luck. I'm going to run into this dude that I haven't seen in over 2 years. Like, watch it happen. My friend's like, no, it's not going to happen. Don't worry. Meanwhile, I look so deranged. My hair looks like I put my finger in an electric socket. I'm like hungover as fuck. I'm wearing like plaid and baggy pants, and I just look like shit. I'm not wearing a bra. It's not ideal. And I'm in a pharmacy getting a bottle of water for myself. And I'm standing at the checkout, and I turn, and there he is, pushing his second newborn in a stroller. I will say looking very hot, which is unfortunate. I love a man in a chambray shirt. It's like in a desert boot. I hate that about myself.
Get two babies.
I hate that about myself. And we make, and he was wearing a good hat. Like, fuck, I hate that I like this dumb idiot guy that, like, loves fucking the desert. You know what I mean? I hate that. Anyway, so we make eye contact, and he looks at me, and I look at him. And he's just like, hi. And I was just like, hi. And then he literally, like, jogged out of the pharmacy. Hightailed it. He was like, bye. Like carrying like baby wipes, diaper packs, and like condoms or some shit. I don't know. Not condoms.
Probably not condoms.
He's procreating. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all. Those are my only updates.
Jill?
I don't have very many exciting updates. I was dating someone, and then he got back together with his ex-girlfriend. I know.
It's a rough week.
Fucking douchebag.
But
that's what I have to say.
You know, there's other men in boat shoes and plaid shirts.
You know what? There are more to be had.
That work in finance.
There are more to be had.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
All right, are we ready?
A pair of boat shoes.
I agree. Are we ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do.
I think it's time.
Questions.
Have you all prepared?
Who came
to Lady Lovin' Live the first time?
All right.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Returning people. Okay. So at Lady Lovin' Live number one, we invited people from our beautiful audience up on stage to this fourth microphone position to ask us their most. What is this?
Tito's. Okay, bitch. I'm going to be like blackout drunk. It's for all of us.
Oh, you guys have some too.
Thank you.
But
for listeners that are not here, a beautiful table of women
just brought us shots of Tito's, like a big pour. I'm going to be blackout.
You know, I've never had a woman I didn't know buy me a drink before. Pretty excited.
I might low my barf vomit if I do this.
Wait, are you taking this as a shot?
Yes, bitch.
I haven't taken a shot in 5 years.
I mean, I went to fucking... I got chlamydia. I went to state school for something.
That's true.
Just to learn how to take a shot.
I don't know how to take a shot anymore.
Open up your throat.
Another thing I don't know how to do.
All right. Turn mine into a cocktail.
I know that Lo can take a shot. I know that Jillie can take a shot too, but I'll take the first shot.
I'll take a sip of it because that's
Mine's
all I can
do. Mine's a cocktail
do.
Now?
Okay.
It's all I can handle right now.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, girl.
That was a really tough sip.
Reminds me of childhood.
Oh my God.
Now I'm drinking tequila and vodka.
You guys,
so.
I'm proud of you.
That's going to be...
You guys are in for a fun hour.
This podcast is brought to you by Storyblocks. Storyblocks is the number one site to go to get all of your stock images that you could ever dream of. You can get high quality stock images for a fraction of the cost with Storyblocks. You can download all the stock your heart desires from their member library, including 400,000 amazing photos, vectors, textures, and icons. Plus, you save on millions of additional marketplace images where artists take home 100% of the sale price. All of the content is royalty-free, so you can use it for commercial and personal projects. And new images are always being added, so there's always something fresh to download. So go to storyblocks.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, to try it free for 7 days. That's storyblocks.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, to download anything from 400,000 images and unlock discounts on millions more. Storyblocks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by FabFitFun, and I'm a huge FabFitFun fan.
Me too, Lo. I love it because, you know, those are three of my favorite words that start with an F.
FabFitFun.
Yeah.
So if you guys aren't familiar, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box for busy women to discover brands and products for a life well lived. It's more than just a beauty sample box, you guys. They deliver full size, can I repeat, full size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products to your door 4 times a year for just $49.99
a box. It's like everything you care about in a box.
I love it. I've gotten some great dry shampoo. I've gotten some great water bottles, great nail polish in my FabFitFun boxes. It's always a surprise, and whoever's curating these things does a really, really good job. So, like I said, it's a seasonal subscription box delivered 4 times a year straight to your door. You get over $200 worth of products for $49.99. And today, we are giving you guys $10 off your first box. So that's $39.99 for a $200 value. All you have to do is try FabFitFun today at FabFitFun.com. You subscribe and you use promo code LOVIN to get $10 off your first box. Again, you go to FabFitFun.com and use code, Jilly, what is it?
LOVIN.
To get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
Okay, so we want people that are going to come up here to have us, like, we need, like, real juicy questions.
We need the juice.
I don't need, like, how do I have anal? I don't need, like, why can't I orgasm? I don't need that. Like, I need something, we need something real, you know?
You can have why can't I orgasm.
Why can't I orgasm is fine.
Actually, I liked the girl that came up on the stage.
I loved that woman, too.
So it's just me.
She asked us, how do I have anal at our first live show.
Oh, she's right there! Did you have anal? She got a colonic, and then she
I think you should come on stage and tell us about
the anal. Yeah. We love anal.
Okay, here we go.
So we're not going to do the name tag.
Take a seat.
Oh, yeah. Also, if people...
Don't say your full name.
We can call everyone that comes up here Stella.
Or someone else.
I said my first name.
We'll call you Stella.
Talk whatever you're comfortable with.
Please.
Okay.
Or if you want to go by you, girl.
I mean, people already know who she is, considering she went by her first name the last time.
Yeah.
I mean, my good friends know that I was on this podcast.
Yes!
Does the man that you experienced...
Oh,
great.
Did he listen?
Oh,
great.
But we had a great time.
Awesome. You want to know what?
Cool.
I like this because you communicated with him and he knows everything, so you probably felt really safe.
Yes.
That's great.
I would definitely say the biggest thing I asked... Last time I was on this podcast, I asked the ladies how to have anal, and they gave me...
You know what? I apologize because it was a beautiful question, and I'm a bitch. And I'm a bitch, so I'm sorry I'm a bitch.
I loved it.
Wait, can we check? Is your microphone on?
Is this on?
Yeah,
okay,
I think
just
she's just not
everyone.
Screaming like we are.
Sorry, I'm just
really
very
felt
excited.
Like Britney Spears for a moment when
orange. Great.
Is this on?
Cool. Okay.
Anyway, you guys gave me a lot of great advice. But definitely, to Jilly's point, the biggest thing about anal is communication.
It is, guys.
Yeah.
You got to communicate.
And it wasn't good until we could really talk about it. When I was like, okay,
love it.
Now I'm ready. Wait. Or now I'm
open
ready.
Conversation.
The most important part of having anal was getting that colonic.
Hold on. The most important part of anal is lube / excessive spit.
Yes.
Well, somebody, or communication.
The last time I was on this podcast, somebody in the audience recommended coconut oil as a lube for anal. That was phenomenal. Great job, girl.
Cool. Yes. She's in love with the cocoa.
Are you still with this man?
No.
Oh, darn.
No, it's okay.
Have you gone down the anal hole with anyone else?
I have not. I think I really trusted him and I really loved him. So I think until I feel that way about somebody again,
I get it.
You're gonna keep your ass. I love this girl.
Yeah.
Question. Hold on. One more question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it feel good?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, girl. Her friends are answering.
Yeah. I will say though that we've talked about this before too. You have to be super relaxed for it to feel good. So I used to make him give me massages to make me relax, and then the anal felt good.
Cool. Yeah.
Great tip.
Beautiful tip.
Well, thank you so much for filling us in on your anal adventure.
Yeah.
Round of applause for our returning guest.
Yay!
Guys, this is great. I'm so happy that you came.
Okay, who's our first victim?
No, they're not victims. Oh, my God. This is like a girl power show.
Who has a question that they feel
there's
so uncomfortable?
Frantically waving her
hand. Wait, right there, there's one, too. Is that?
I can't
right
see
there?
Anything.
Like in the very, very back to the left.
Yeah, you, in the very back. Yeah, come up here.
Right here.
Put your hands together.
Our first brave guest.
Our second.
Well, I mean, that's a returning.
Whatever, she explained twice.
And by the way, you guys, I know that like so many of you have questions, but you're too embarrassed to come up here.
Don't be.
It gets easier as the night goes on. I promise.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe place.
Also, and only people are listening at home.
Hi, introduce yourself.
I'm Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Let's get this closer to your face.
Is it working?
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
You guys are so luminous in person.
Whoa, what a compliment.
Cool.
I like that.
So I have sort of a darker question.
I love dark questions.
I'm curious how you guys deal with like existential fears, like deep kind of like anxieties. Like we all get anxious about like little things in our daily lives, but like how do you deal with the kind of like bigger kind of anxieties of like, oh.
Klonopin.
Well, I'm a fan of the Klonopin, I have to say.
Can you provide us with more of a specific example?
Like spiraling, when you think about something and it just takes over your brain every single day and then you can't function?
Yeah, I mean, like, you still function, but, like, everything feels sort of cyclical and just starts, you know, like in New York.
What is your existential crisis about?
We need more details.
What is everyone's about?
I don't know, like, but what's yours about?
What's mine about? I guess it's, like, what are you do with, like, the purpose or, like, the larger meaning of, like, what you're doing daily.
With
like,
life and
especially
things.
Especially, like, yeah, because there's, like, so many, like, little things you have to get done, like, little responsibilities and, like, what's the broader kind of, like, is this, like, too big of a question?
Not at all.
Okay.
I think the main thing is you have to stop yourself from thinking all the way down the rabbit hole.
Because
I think what happens is you have one issue that starts it. And so I think just, like, focusing on that issue instead of spiraling is really important. But for me, I just exercise a lot. And then sometimes I get drunk, or like twice a week, like not and then like I'm an alcoholic, but I just like I think alcohol does calm you down if you don't want to take like Klonopin, blah blah blah. Exercising, that, hanging out with your friends, talking about things, being really open with your feelings. But I think just it's really important to like stop the spiral because you could just go on and on and be like, what? What's the point?
Yeah,
it sounds like you're having a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, I am.
So welcome to my world, girl.
Yeah.
I have seen a therapist for a number of years now who's been really helpful in terms of talking about anxiety and how to sort of like conquer that. And I find typically the things that you're worried about, that's just a byproduct of your anxiety, honestly. Right. And so, you know, like, what am I going to do with my life this week? Or exactly. Like, you know, do I want to stay in this job and all this? I'm like, that's important. But if your brain works in the way that like my brain does, where it's like, all the time, I find that a really good tip that my therapist gave me is that when you are doing a lot of like crazy thinking, you're doing your what ifing. So
I saw this on your blog. Oh, really?
Cool. And so all these questions that you're asking yourself all the time is a what if question. You know, like, is he gonna call me? Like, what's gonna happen? Like, all these things. Those are all what ifs, right? And so the best way to quiet the mind and to change your perspective on it is take the F off and replace it with an S. And so it's not what if, but instead what is. Yeah. And so if you can, in the moment, think about that, and it can be as simple as, I don't have to worry about my job right now because all I'm doing is sitting on stage at the Lady Lovin' podcast. That's what is. It can be like, I'm just driving to work. That's the reality. So try to like center yourself and just focus on like what your immediate surroundings are and your current state.
You're in my immediate surroundings right now.
Yeah. It's helpful.
I have a thought.
Oh, Greta has a thought.
I'm covering my sweat.
I'm really hot, you guys.
It is really hot. Okay, this is, you guys are gonna think I'm joking, but I'm not. Have you ever done mushrooms?
No. Do they help with existential fears?
Yeah. I think that sometimes I really enjoy micro. Look, I'm not a medical professional, so straight up don't sue me if you have a bad trip.
I don't think mushrooms are legal either, Greta.
Is anything legal? Is fun legal? I don't know.
Marijuana is legal. In some places.
Mushrooms are legal in Amsterdam.
I guess.
And look, here's my thing.
Tell us about your shrooming.
I have been taking mushrooms recently, a little bit.
Microdosing.
Microdosing, yes. And I've just been loving my life, you know? And I think that sometimes, like, I actually think that psychedelic drugs, and there's a lot of research on this. This isn't me just being like a fucking maniac, okay? I think that microdosing these things, they're natural, and they really do help like expand your mind and make you think in a way that's sort of bigger than we tend to think. Like, we think on a really micro level. We think about our lives. Like, our brains are our worlds, you know? I can think, oh my God, I hope Jilly isn't thinking that I overcooked the chicken. Meanwhile, Jilly isn't fucking thinking about me and my chicken. You know what I mean?
It's not kosher, so I'm not.
Exactly. But, you know, and I think that recently I've been feeling a lot of anxiety and stress, and I've been taking a little bit of mushrooms. And it's really helped me. You know, I've struggled with depression my whole life, and like I've been on and off antidepressants my whole life. Literally, I've been in therapy since I was 7. My parents were like, whoa, I gotta put this one away. And I think if you'd be open to that, if you feel safe doing that, I don't know, there are alternatives to things that are ways to expand your brain and realize that we're all just gonna die, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and all this
that's
is
kind
like.
Of the crisis, right?
It's not, like, because life is so beautiful and short and sweet. And
it definitely is.
And fleeting, all these moments are so fleeting, you know? So
we're
Sorry, yeah. No, that's it.
We're never gonna figure out the fucking meaning of life.
No, definitely not.
Like, that's just the reality. I think that you should watch Cosmos.
Yes.
Okay.
Cosmos might stress you the fuck out.
No, it's really cool.
I think these are the 5 things.
No,
I think you have to meditate.
Yes.
Headspace. Exercise.
Yes.
Go to a therapist.
Yes.
Get fucked up in whatever way you want every once in a while.
Mushrooms, alcohol.
And then like live your life.
And you should watch Cosmos because
and watch Cosmos.
And also remember,
they talk about, guys, I'm trying to say something.
Sorry.
They talk about like how tiny and like infant, like how tiny we are, and they talk about like from the beginning of time, like when the universe started as January 1 on like a calendar, and that we only came into existence in like the last second on December 31st of the cosmic calendar. So like that's pretty fucking cool, man.
I'm going to need also, some coffee to think about that.
Yeah. Also, no, you know, you're going to watch it and love it and be like, you know what? None of the things I'm worrying about are really that big a deal.
Yeah.
Also, lastly, remember, you're a beautiful, powerful woman.
Woo! Woo!
And that's what's most important, that you get to live life on Earth as a Gorgina princess woman, and no one can take that from you, and you will forever have your beautiful vagina to create life in.
Woo!
Amen.
Woo! Thanks for your question.
Also, I love Love Wellness.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, plug that, Love Wellness.
Awesome. Before we have our next special guest up on the stage, I think we need to take a moment for a commercial break.
Okay, we're back.
And we're back.
We're back. Oh, right here.
Oh, there's a question.
You've been chosen.
Come on up, gal.
What are you guys all drinking? Beers and tequila.
Looks like a champagne. What's that wine?
Someone told me they have a watermelon cocktail here. Did anyone get that?
Have you guys gotten the zucchini? No.
There are coffee drinkers over here.
The zucchinis are the best.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, you're going to want to talk okay. Right
is
into
this
that
good?
Microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Is
yeah.
Good? Okay.
Let's go like this, though. Sorry.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for coming, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Thanks for having me. So my name's Amy. I need to do a shout-out to Allie Heck out in the she's in Dallas. But
hey, Allie.
Shout-out to Dallas.
Hey, Dallas.
I went to Dallas once.
Dallas Queens.
Yeah, it was
did you
cool.
Like it?
I did. I got my hair braided.
In Dallas?
What?
I had a DJ gig and I wanted braids.
YOLO.
It was at the mall.
Oh.
It was a cool night.
There are some good malls. Yeah.
Really cool night. Okay.
Oh, a little kiosk?
No. Oh. At the dry bar.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Shout out to Dallas.
The same stylist.
Probably.
Okay, so my question is something that I've recently discovered about myself. I am a serial ghoster.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
With friends or men?
No. Oh, no, I love my friends. I would never ghost them.
Okay, so this is a man issue.
It is a man issue. And I don't know what to do about it. And there was someone that I was talking to recently who I liked. And I was like, oh, this is great. Like, maybe this is... I just, you know, haven't met the right person. That's what a lot of people have been telling me. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then I ghosted him, like,
so
today.
So do you ghost after the first date or the second date? Or, like, what's the timeline here?
So I would like to say the first or second. Sometimes it's halfway through the first.
You will leave.
You leave? I'm here for it, honestly. I'm like, good for you, girl. Fuck that guy. He doesn't deserve your text.
Okay.
He only deserves 30 minutes of your time.
I don't leave per se, like physically. Mentally, checked out. Like mentally, I'm just like, okay. And then this is why
it sounds like these guys all blow.
Yeah.
Where are you meeting these men? Like online or are they
online.
Like set up? Oh,
what
online
is your
is tough.
Question?
Okay. Oh, right. To let y'all know.
I love it.
So my question is, how do I not ghost anymore? How do I get over my commitment issues? If that's what it is? Is it a commitment issue? What is my issue?
Do you like these men you're going out with? Or are you just saying yes because they're asking?
I don't so they're cute for sure, and I'm like, oh, like this could be great, and then
do you fuck them?
Yeah.
literally, you are my bitch, honestly. I'm like, this is my girl. Do you live in New York?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you meet them on the apps?
I do, or in person.
Okay.
There's a bar like downstairs for me, so sometimes I just.
Great.
It keeps getting better.
Oh my God, I'll rent your apartment out one summer.
I'm like, found my best friend, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, hit me up whenever.
Okay.
Well, you're dating someone now.
She's in love.
She can't be tamed. Spicy.
Yeah. So.
I think you're not going out with men that you like. I think these are men that maybe you just want to sleep with.
Okay.
And that's just the thing that you don't want to get to know their personalities.
Okay.
But the question is, how do you not ghost someone? Not how do you miraculously find a man that you like? Like, what the fuck?
Maybe that's it, though. Maybe I should. The guy is the issue.
But you don't know until you go out with them. So like,
yeah, but like I ghost people if I go out with them and I don't want to talk to them again. I'm not responding.
I don't know. So, okay. I will just say that I just ghosted someone hardcore, the cowboy.
Whoa, you ghosted the cowboy?
She sent him home from dinner and then she ghosted.
Yeah, she's like, I hope you enjoy my Bucatini.
He's texted me 3 times and called me. And today he sent me a message that was like, can you just like give me like a thumbs up to let me know you're like okay? And I was like, no.
You're like, bro. Also, it's like you posted an Instagram, he knows you're alive. Like,
yeah, like I'm not lost.
You're just not interested.
Jilly's literally like, just check my Instagram.
Honestly, that's how my mom knows I'm alive. If I don't post in 2 days, she's like, why haven't you posted? Where have you been? Yeah.
So, this particular occasion, I feel bad about it, and I'll probably respond to him later on and just be like, yo, like, sorry, whatever. But typically, I don't ghost because I'm trying out this thing called being a grown-up.
Oh.
Woo. And having uncomfortable conversations is part of that whole grown-up thing. And I find that the more that you practice, the easier it becomes. And it's really not that big a deal to just be like, hey, you know what? Like, I think that we are just better off as friends.
Also, how fucking don't even hard say is that. You don't have to be that. His friend.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
I would just be like, sorry, ain't for me.
Okay.
You know what I do? Come up with your own verbiage.
Or like, just, that I mean, was
you
fun,
can just text
but we
it
won't
to them.
Do it again.
Like, you don't have to see them in person after going out on one day to like call them.
But like, yeah. I don't know. You know what? I just ghost.
I support
you. Okay, here's the thing. I think you can ghost after 1 or 2 dates, but you cannot ghost after like 8 dates.
Agree.
But you're not going on 8 dates with these dudes. Okay, I'm just saying.
I have done
this. As someone who just kind of got ghosted after the 8th date, I'm upset.
No, Jilly, what that guy did to you is fucked up, okay? What that guy did to you is fucked up. Yeah. Here's I've done what you've done, which is this. You go out for a drink, you realize, I don't really want to hang out with you, but I will fuck you. And then you fuck them, and then they want to hang out with you, and you're like, I don't really want to hang out with you. And then you just don't respond.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, nothing wrong with that. It's like, I don't want to chill with you. I don't need to waste my fucking space telling you why. So, like, yeah, maybe I will just ghost your ass. I don't know.
Are you looking for a boyfriend?
Oh.
Is that the actual question?
I don't know. I think sometimes I'm like,
she ain't
gonna
turn me down.
And then,
you on the look,
and then Britney Spears comes on.
If you're not looking for a boyfriend, you should be honest with these men that you're going out with that you're not looking for a boyfriend.
Very true.
That you just want to fuck.
Okay.
Because then,
how do I know if I want a boyfriend?
When you feel it in your heart, girl. When you feel it.
I don't know. I've been wanting a boyfriend since I was like born.
You have no idea.
If you lay in bed at night and you're like super lonely and you're like, God,
you want like
really
a hug?
Wish someone was here with me right now to like snuggle me.
Wait, this sounds so dark.
Like then you want a boyfriend. But if you're just like chilling and happy, whatever.
Also, if you're just like in a joyous occasion where you're
and
like,
also, there's nothing wrong with not
moment.
Wanting a boyfriend either.
Being single is great.
Yeah.
And
how old are you? Someone just asked, how old are you?
I am 22.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah, you can leave the table.
No, okay,
go.
See ya. Girl, when I was 22, I fucked the East Village from 2nd Street to 13th Street between 3rd Avenue and Avenue D, bitch, okay? Avenue D gets fucked up. That's what I did.
Noted.
Okay,
thank you.
22, girl, you got time.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Of thanks course. For your, nothing is wrong with you. You're beautiful and you're a woman and I love you.
Oh, we have a question right
great.
From the front. Come on up.
Give a round of applause for our questions thus far. Sorry that my back is turned to you guys. It's hard.
Were you on our live show?
I was
at
not,
the first time?
But you have answered one of my questions.
On the show?
Via
you
email?
Via
wow. Did we give a good answer?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What
was
the
question
tonight?
Hi, Mimi.
Show, I think you guys called me like Lola.
Ooh, hot. I think we called everyone Lola. Like Stella, Lola, like all these like.
Like a bucket list of kids' names.
Literally. Or just those like sexy.
Like Apple.
Yeah.
Stella.
Yeah, everything was like an A, so you can be like,
Cool. So I guess my question is, how
question is kind of building off of the last lovely lady's question. I am currently, or over the summer, I'm still in college. I'm a senior, 21.
Cool.
Wow, YOLO, honestly.
Yeah. You want to switch faces? Because your skin is amazing.
She's 21, Lo.
I know.
That's why I asked if she wanted to switch faces. Because her skin is amazing.
Oh, cool.
Love it. So basically, there's this guy that I was talking to all summer, and we go to school together, great guy. I fucked 3 of his friends.
Yes, girl. Okay. And you guys, I'm finding my new fucking squad tonight, honestly. I'm like,
wait, literally.
Are these squad?
Are these best friends or like acquaintances?
Like, it's a group of, I would say, 20 to 30 guys.
So,
the football team, what is the deal?
Is it a frat?
It's not a frat. We don't really have frats, but it's
ooh, you go to a smart school.
But
if you don't have frats, it's a smart school. I mean, that's what school do you go to? You
NYU?
Can't say that.
NYU?
Parsons.
Marist College.
Marist College.
Ooh, Poughkeepsie. Well, you're almost done, girl.
I'm almost done.
And you're here with us
wait,
today.
Okay, let's get to the question. Sorry, I'm like sorry. Really invested.
So the question, so what I wrote into you guys was actually about his friend.
Okay.
We were fucking really consistently, studying abroad. It was great. Life was good. Had some feelings. Told him. He was like, yeah, no. I was like, it's okay, cool. I wanted to know how to deal with it. Like, do I go out? Do I talk to him? Am I nice? Long story short, semester started. He's hitting me up.
That's because he wants that pussy with the other friends.
He wants that pussy.
The guy or the friend?
This is
friends.
The first person I wrote in to you guys about.
Okay.
Guy number one.
So can you refresh her?
I was just hooking up with this guy abroad. We got back.
Where were you abroad?
London.
Girl, it's too slutty there. He got to go to an unsafe place.
I went abroad in London.
The guy abroad
I know.
Is not any of the
it
friends.
Was fun.
He's the man number one.
He is one of the three friends.
Okay, he's friend number one.
One of the
who's friend number two?
He's the Pellegrino. I mean, the
okay, now we understand.
So,
okay.
Which is the guy that...
So wait, guy number four is the guy that you actually like.
Yeah. No.
Guy number one, you just fucked in London. Guy number two...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Two, three, whatever.
Who cares?
Okay.
It was just, like, fun. Before number four.
Are you but, fucking them to get to four? Sorry that I keep cutting you off.
No, not... If number four happened later.
Okay.
But number one, two, and three will not stop hitting me up. Because we all go to school together. Number four sees that, knows, because I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think he's insecure.
Mm-hmm. I would be too.
You gotta talk to him and just be like, I like you. Yeah.
On Thursday night, I sat him down and I said, like, I understand this. If it were me in your shoes, like, I would feel a little insecure. I can understand where you're coming from, but I can't change the past. So what do I do?
So well, if this man is not competent enough
to handle the situation,
well, so he's increased communication. He found out. Like, I know he still likes me, but I think I can understand. Like, he feels insecure.
Does he want to be your? Do you want him to be your boyfriend?
Yeah,
you just have to say, hey, I want you to be my boyfriend. Yes or no?
So I did, and he's
circle. Still, yes or no?
Circle. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Wait, I have been. I was in your number four's shoes.
Thank you. Okay.
Where I was like really liking this dude and. He was like still in communication with his ex-girlfriends, plural.
Okay.
And per Lo's advice, actually, Lo's
I
very
give
wise
great
advice.
Motherfucking advice, you guys.
She was like, you need to tell him without like, okay, guys are dumb, so you just need to know
yeah.
that. I don't know if you knew that, but you just need to keep that in mind. So you can't say, hey, Drew, don't fucking talk to Hallie, okay? You need to be like, I don't like that you talk to Hallie. And then Drew needs to make it up in his own mind that he shouldn't talk to him. So since you're a smart woman, you should know that you just should stop talking to one, two,
so
and three.
I did. So I told him, I said, like, who's on Snapchat? You guys on Snapchat?
No.
The streaks, whatever. I don't know. It's stupid. But, like, you can have, like, a Snapchat streak. Do you guys know what that is?
No. I do. My brother told me.
I don't know. I don't really.
I know what's up.
I don't do it intentionally, but like those guys, one, two, and three, are on my Snapchat, and I guess that matters to him.
Look, you can't control that.
Get the fuck off Snapchat, girl.
What the fuck?
So I unfriended all of them.
That's a whole network, social media network.
I don't care. I showed him all the messages. Like, I don't respond to any of his friends anymore.
Okay, well, I'm number four in this situation, okay. And my person was like, look, I'm going to stop doing this if this is what matters to you. And I'm like, okay, so then I have chosen that I need to trust him, right? So number four needs to decide that he's going to trust you. So at this point, if you have honestly cut communication with one, two, and three, you've stopped fucking around, you've stopped being like, oh, like when Jared Fried was on our podcast 2 weeks ago, the hookup alley-oop, a great concept.
It is.
If you're not hookup alley-ooping yourself, and you're being an honest woman, then number four just needs to kind of decide that he's going to trust you.
Yeah. He'll grow into it. Have you told one, two, and three that you're not going to communicate with him anymore because you're dating this other guy?
No, I mean, I've just completely ghosted them.
Well, you could tell number four, like, hey, these guys keep hitting me up or whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm not talking to them at all, but I'm gonna tell them that, like, we're dating, we're together, and to, like, please leave me alone.
I have another idea. You could also transfer and just meet a whole new group of guys.
Transfer schools for senior year.
Honestly, let's just start fresh, man. I feel like there's a lot of drama. I don't know.
Also, remember this. You're going to graduate in 4 months.
Right.
And then you can fuck a whole new group of people.
Well, I don't
at your job. It's really smart to do that.
Do you want to be with this guy?
For senior year, I want like a practice boyfriend.
I love a practice BF, and I fully support that. Just dump his ass at graduation.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
you know what? All of this is part of having a practice boyfriend.
Like, practice drama for practice boyfriend.
Pretty much, yeah.
I hope number four doesn't listen to this shit, because he's going to think you're really demented, honestly. He's going to be like, fuck this girl.
Yeah.
But also, he'd be demented to listen to this, honestly.
He's
so,
not
just
if you're there,
do him right. Stand by your man.
Yeah.
Be honest, and like the trust will come.
Yeah.
Agree.
That's it.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Woo! Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.